A former Anglican church official at the centre of the North Coast Children's Home abuse scandal has defended the way he responded when abuse victims came forward. Pat Comben has come under fire during this week's public inquiry for failing to follow church protocols and for antagonising victims of abuse during negotiations for compensation. Today, Mr. Comben blamed the victims for wrecking the church's compensation plan by getting lawyers involved. Emily Burke reports.
After days of damning evidence before the Royal Commission, former officials from the Anglican Church in Grafton have been forced to explain the way the church treated victims of abuse from the North Coast Children's Home. Victims and their lawyer have slammed the church's response to their stories of physical and sexual abuse and their claims for redress. Some church officials have also broken ranks and accused the Grafton Diocese of taking an antagonistic and hardline legal approach. Today's evidence gave an insight into those legal manoeuvres. Peter Rowland was the solicitor acting for the Grafton Diocese. He was questioned by Justice Peter McClellan over how the church could deny legal responsibility for the North Coast Children's Home, which was explicitly linked to the Anglican Church in its constitution.
You said earlier that you had the view that the facility was not run, managed or controlled by the church.
That's true. Well, that has been the view that I have taken throughout. I realise that in more recent times, some people have queried that.
When you first became aware of this document, did you talk to those instructing you about moral responsibility?
I would believe that I was confining my comments to the question of liability in the case of possible legal action.
He also came under sustained questioning over the compensation package that was offered to a group of 41 victims in 2006.
The words used there are modest ex gratia payment for the client's inconvenience. How did you think someone who you knew said they had been very seriously affected by what happened would view a letter which said they'd be compensated for their inconvenience?
Well, it's possible the inconvenience was in fact in regard to the negotiations rather than the abuse that they had apparently suffered.
So in fact, this was not making any offer of payment for the hurt and suffering that the people had experienced, is that right?
That would appear to be correct, yes.
Serious allegations have been raised about the conduct of Pat Comben, the former registrar of the Grafton Diocese. Mr. Comben told the inquiry today that the decision by one victim, Tommy Campion, to hire a lawyer was a tragic one.
I believe we would have managed to have settled the matter with considerable compassion and speed had the lawyers not got involved. I got cynical about the lawyers, not about Mr. Campion.
The fact that Mr. Campion and other claimants had gone to a lawyer had effectively ratcheted the whole matter up to an entirely different level.
My position was that a system which was moving forward to hopefully a reasonable settlement in a short period of time had been derailed.
What, by seeking the representation of a lawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Comben said the victim's lawyers were on a, quote, fishing expedition, but the diocese took a defensive legal position because it was overwhelmed at the possibility of a multi-million dollar compensation claim. In the meantime, the diocese was reviewing its pastoral support and counselling for victims, but Mr. Comben admitted to not being honest with one victim about the state of the church's finances.
You're saying the diocese doesn't have the money.
No, I agree with you there.
$500?
Yes.
Is that an honest thing to say to Mr. Campion?
Well, there's certainly no discretionary reserve. I'll say, no, it was not an honest thing to say to Mr. Campion.
Well, then why did you say it?
Because I think that we were all scared, and I was conscious that I would not have been viewed well as an employee had I just gone out there and said the diocese has got $2 million.
Late today, Mr. Comben was under pressure to explain why the Grafton Diocese had jettisoned the church's own policies for dealing with abuse victims compassionately.
And the intention was to recognise the need for the churches to, in a true Christian spirit, meet with and provide appropriately for people who were abused by people within the church, correct?
Yes.
Why then, when a significant number of people arrive to ask your church to deal with their claims, why did your church say, well, sorry, there's too many, we're going to abandon the process that's been adopted? Why did you do that?
I don't think there is any doubt that there was fear when 41 came and the figure of $4 million plus was being bandied about.
The hearing continues next week.
Emily Burke.